Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, you can't go a few weeks without knowing something else about GTA 6. Never the full picture, though.
Not
never
in this office, you can't. Certainly not in this office.
Not in this office. So we have this report written up by IGN that came from Take-Two, issuing an earnings report accompanied by a press release for their fiscal year 2025, beginning April 2024, mentioning, or at least dancing around the idea, the assumption of GTA 6 filling in this big billion-dollar gap that they are referring to in their press release. So to quote the press release, for the last few years we've been preparing our business to release an incredibly robust pipeline of projects, and in fiscal 2025 Take-Two expect to enter this new era by launching several groundbreaking titles that they believe will set new standards in the industry and enable them to achieve an $8 billion net booking and over a $1 billion in adjusted unrestricted operating cash flow. It's a lot of PR.
Here's the thing. I'm not sure if you know this, Scott Telford, but $8 billion is a lot of money. That is GTA money. And I know Take-Two obviously have a bunch of other games in the pipeline that we'll no doubt talk about in this video.
Yes.
But if you want to hit a number as astronomical as that in one fiscal year, you need a Rockstar game. And
yes.
Specifically, you need a GTA game to go along with it.
So the thing here is IGN have noted that Take-Two's previous net bookings were way lower. Fiscal 2024 was $5.3 billion, obviously $3 billion lower. And the year before that, and also the 5.3 number came with the acquisition of Zynga to get them to that number. But yeah, previously it was only $3 billion. So we're talking about something that would bring in a few billion dollars, and it makes sense for it to be GTA 6. Now, it could be some other acquisition IGN talk about, the possibilities of how they would hit that number. But the fact that they're out here mentioning this, and we saw GTA 6 leak, I think it was last year?
Yes, it was. Time is a flat circle.
It leaked recently, though. We know that it's been in development for a hell of a long time. There's gameplay footage out there in a primitive enough state. But it makes sense for it to be dropping between April 2024 and April 2025.
It does, absolutely. Absolutely. There's been a lot of reports since the big leak, suggesting that the scale of the game has slightly been reined in, so they managed to hit a reasonable release date and don't push it off into the ether. It's been a long time, 5 years this year since Rockstar released Red Dead Redemption 2. So they've been working on this for a long time. We've seen the early build in the leaks and what have you. It would make sense. However, yes. I don't think this is going to be the only game that Take-Two have to release next year.
True.
Or maybe, early 2025. They've got Bioshock, the next Bioshock that's been in development for a long, long time. They've got Ken Levine's new game, Judas. Mm-hmm. They've got a bunch of other projects in the works that could be ready to release and maybe to supplement this $3 billion excess that they want to bring in on top of the $5 billion they brought in over the past year or so. Mm-hmm. They release a $1 billion game guaranteed in GTA 6, and then they supplement the rest and try to hit that level with a new Bioshock, which won't do GTA numbers, but will do numbers.
That's the interesting part. Yeah, I want to reel off a few release dates here, because I feel like in regards to the previous release dates that Rockstar have used for their major games, even if you go all the way back to GTA 3, that released in October 2001, you've got GTA 4 in April 2008, but most of the time, it's later in the year. GTA 5, September 2013. Red Dead 2, October 2018. So it seems like in terms of the fiscal year stuff, if we want to talk about when this big wad of money's going to come in, and then I guess they'll map their year out around the titles that you mentioned.
Yes.
There should be a big GTA release towards the end of next year.
The thing is, the optimistic view I'm sure Take-Two have. Get this thing out fall next year, 11 years after GTA 5. Dominate sales, bring in $1 billion. But I ask you, when was the last time a Rockstar game did not get delayed publicly at least one time. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news or anything, but I wouldn't put hard money on this coming out next October.
Right.
I do think it might get pushed potentially to early 2025, but at the very least, it's cool to know that they have a window that they're aiming for, seemingly aiming for, and whether that is late next year or early 2025, as long as the game's good, as long as the game comes out, as long as we appreciate it and enjoy it, I'm fine waiting that extra few months. I've already waited 10 years and counting for this thing.
It's so... There's like a whole generational gaming gap transition thing happened where you've got a whole next generation of gamers have come up on GTA 5 or picked up a copy of GTA 5, and that game's been re-released twice on PS4 and Xbox One and then PS5 and Xbox Series systems.
It was back in the top 10 just last week. It re-emerged back in there, making millions and millions of dollars once again.
God.
And I thought... You know, stupidly, Scottsdale, but I thought it would run out of steam at some point. Not totally run out of steam, but I thought it would fall out the top 10 and then maybe struggle to get back in, even if it was making money.
Mm-hmm.
But no, 10 years on nearly, it's just continuing to make, just rake in the cash. And that's why Take-Two only needs to release, like, an NBA game in some mobile games.
Yes.
Because it's got GTA 5 supplementing everything else.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Awesome.
Another thing that's worth throwing in here is the kind of, I don't know if there's like a lethargy around GTA, not necessarily personally. I'm very fascinated to see what the hell GTA 6 is. And like I said, we had the leaked bits of gameplay. There's mentions of heists and character names and things like that. But I don't know, like whenever I talk to people in the office or talk to friends and stuff, it's just kind of like GTA is just this background thing now. Like it doesn't have the, obviously didn't have the constant release schedule of the 2000s, and Rockstar as an overall entity aren't anywhere near as exciting as they used to be. And so it's not like GTA isn't going to shake the earth when GTA 6 does finally come out. But I am curious, let us know what you think down in the comments below about the state of GTA, because I feel like that's an interesting talking point as well. Like, they've waited so long.
Yes.
And there was a whole insider report, I think, on Bloomberg, excuse me, about the state of the game and how because it's making so much money and because it's still in the top 10, there is literally no rush whatsoever to turn this thing over because GTA Online makes like $8 million a day or something. And there's just no rush whatsoever. But it's just weird that GTA can coast by, be massive, and yet no one really talks about it.
Well, I think it might be because of what you mentioned earlier, Scott Tilford. We don't talk about it.
True.
Because we played it 10 years ago, and then we bought it again for the PlayStation
4,
and then we bought it again. You know, we've experienced GTA 5 a lot at this moment in time. But like you mentioned, there seems to be like a new generation just getting into GTA now who won't have the lethargy maybe that we have. And I'm in a kind of weird place with the franchise overall. Like when it is properly announced, when we see a proper trailer, some gameplay and stuff, I'm going to be absolutely falling over myself to do videos talking about it, you know, pulling it apart, dissecting it, hopefully praising it, because I really have enjoyed Rockstar's, you know, admittedly few previous games. Red Dead Redemption 2 is one of my favorite games of all time, and I've loved GTA 5. I played that thing to death, loved the online component as well. But with that in mind, I do agree that it's in a weird space because it just has been so long, and there have been so many leaks and rumors that some have potentially come true, some potentially have not, that we just have talked about GTA 6 for a decade now, literally ever since GTA 5 came out. And I think...
Since before either of us worked here.
Since before either of us worked here.
That's how long this has been going.
Since before I was, like, even a grown-up, more or less. But I think now it's at the point of, like... You know, it's been this long. It's kind of becoming a Half-Life 3 thing where it's like, okay, at a certain point, the conversation stopped being all that intriguing until we see something. Until we see something like official or substantial, like the leaks from last year where everyone kind of was like, oh my God, it's real. It's actually a thing and not just a concept that we all have in our minds.
Yeah, I think it's worth talking about as well the things that you started to bring up at the beginning about, you know, Take-Two's wider portfolio and the fact that they do have the next Ken Levine game. Because it's been so long, again, that's another 10-year in development game.
Yes.
You know, you've got Ken Levine's last major work was Bioshock Infinite. And ever since then, Ghost Story Games, I think is the name of the devs that he formed by taking some various people from Irrational, from the Bioshock development, and making his own separate thing. Judas finally got revealed, and it just looks like another first-person Bioshock-style game.
It does.
But that game's apparent hook is this sort of way of, this innovative new approach to storytelling where everyone's individual story is unique, etc., etc. Believe it when I see it. But that seems to be the thing that they are going for. And I think Take-Two, it's interesting that they have this massive legacy franchise that's been in development for 10 years that everyone's going to go towards, and then they're making these massive billion-dollar projections that do factor that in as well.
Yes.
They factor something like a Judas in. But whether that, you know, how much of that is going to contribute to that billion-dollar number, and how much do people even care about Ken Levine now, and with 10 years passing since Bioshock was in full flow?
Well, that's true, man. I think, you know, I have no idea what their expectations are going to be for that title. You know, there was a kind of report doing the rounds a little while ago investigating what was going on in that studio.
Yes.
It was essentially saying that it was such a small team that Take-Two was just like, go on, do whatever you want. We're not going to be pushing you for results yet. And then we saw the game last year, and like you said, it looked like a Bioshock spiritual successor, which is great, but it's kind of maybe deflating depending on what, you know, what you had thought that game might be with the studio breaking away from that franchise. And yeah, I don't think that's going to be as successful as GTA, but you want to hope it does well, you know?
Yeah.
Any new IP, I hope, does well. I don't want the 2K or Take-Two or whoever to just rely on the franchises that they have and just give us that forever. You want to see these studios to kind of do something new. So if you get a Judas that supplements the likes of, you know, Red Dead, Grand Theft Auto, Mafias from 2K, your Borderlands from 2K as well, and Gearbox. Like, I want those to kind of be able to fit in there and kind of help bolster the portfolio, like you mentioned.
Hashtag bolster the portfolio. I feel like overall, it is worth flagging, if you want to take this with a bigger pinch of salt, that they do have enough IP that they could then shadow drop or drop those things without that much of a run-up. The amount of games that you just mentioned there, in theory, if they played their cards right on the marketing side or the timing side or whatever, could start to make up that amount of money. It's just that overall, we're talking about a $3
billion
deficit, and that feels like a GTA-sized number.
That's exactly right. Right, like all of those games that we mentioned, they are big games. People are looking forward to them. But are they $3 billion big? I don't necessarily know.
No.
And I worry that if you were wanting the next Bioshock or the Judas game or whatever to make $3 billion, you might be setting them up for a fail.
Yes.
You know, you might be putting too high expectations on them, and you'll end up in a Square Enix scenario where you're like, uh-oh, these great games that made a lot of money didn't make enough money.
Oh, God. I don't want anyone chasing the Square Enix model right now. We'll see how things shake out. Let us know what you think down in the comments below of GTA 6, though, and follow this video right here for all the latest information on GTA 6. Like I said, there's a bunch already leaked. There's a various hints of plot points and gameplay mechanics, etc. that'll all be in there. For now, though, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states.
United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.